What you're hearing is Hardie Fiber Cement Siding living up to its reputation as the siding that handles hail impact with ease. James Hardie knows how important a reputation is, especially when you're a contractor. That's why Hardie siding withstands severe weather better than vinyl siding, with styles to match its strength. So you can be sure you're providing your clients with the best. Protect your reputation with exterior products by James Hardie.
Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this podversation. I'm just going to ask this quick question, and I really want to know what people think, because when it comes to Shannon Sharpe, obviously he's all about his money. And nothing wrong with people being about their business, but it gets to a certain point where, for me, with anybody, even if I like them, it just becomes, how much more money do you really need? Okay, Shannon Sharpe, he had the Cat Williams interview. It went super viral. He bragged about how much money he made off of the interview. Fine. But, you know, it's, and maybe he was saying some of the things because it was like to prove a point to somebody else that was having some criticism about him, which was DJ Vlad, who I don't really care for either. I don't watch any of his content, but I don't watch a whole lot of Shannon Sharpe's content either. So honestly, two can pretty much be maybe not in the same category, but two sides of the same coin, in my personal opinion. You got heads and you got tails. For me, my personal opinion. But NFL Hall of Famer got, you know, his fame from playing as well as from commentating, doing all the things that he has been doing. And then he got into podcasting and interviewing, which, if you really want to call it interviewing, if you want to call it that, but speaking to other celebrities about things, so he's not just speaking about sports. Nothing wrong with tapping your toe into other waters and you know, and having fun. And if it's something that you enjoy, fine. And you're making money from it too, absolutely, by all means. But everything with Shannon Sharpe is about money. And so on his podcast, if you watch Club Shay Shay, he endorses gambling, which I feel is disgusting for especially the African American community. But he endorses sports betting, which is gambling. So he is paid for and sponsored by sports betting. So if you want to like do your research and go into that, because I'm not going to go into all of that right now, look into it. It's terrible. But he's being paid by the sports betting companies. And then he has his liquor. Liquor, again, something else that the black community does not really need to have pushed and, you know, endorsed and put in their faces and whatever. Because alcoholism is deplorable. It really is. And so you've got the betting, gambling, the liquor. And now with this viral audio situation that happened and him holding up the packets of Roe, if you look that up, it is a male-enhancing product. And now, you know, like I said, I do believe that it was staged. And I believe that it was staged to put the feelings and thoughts to rest of people thinking that he's gay, even though he claims that he doesn't care what anybody thinks about him. But yeah, you do. So quit lying. He cares. But then when he held up the packets of Roe, which I talked about before, and I have in the picture of him in my thumbnail holding those packets up, I was like, wait a minute. Is he being paid for and sponsored by this company now too? So this was his way of getting that into the faces of people? So I don't watch him. So you guys can let me know in the comments if this is something that's happened or not. I don't know. But does he have in his description box, and will you let me know if he does in his videos now, does he have a code for people to purchase the Rhol male enhancing products? Rhol.com/Shannon gets it in. I don't know. Like, let me know. Or Shannon ain't gay. Shannon ain't gay no more. Shannon is bi. I don't know. Let me know in the comment section if he has a discount code for Rhol. And if he doesn't yet, I will not be surprised if he will soon. Because in my personal opinion now, even though I still stand on what I stand on and believe that that was staged and it was to put the thoughts and feelings to rest about him being with guys. So he's, whatever he was saying, that's my Michelle, whatever. And I was laughing at a YouTube vlogger that I watch. Her name is Michelle. And she was like, that wasn't me. That ain't me. But does he have a discount code for Rhol? Because now I'm like, here we go, selling another product. It's tired. And I just thought about that. And I wanted to know if that actually is something that's going on, because I don't watch a lot of his stuff. So you guys let me know in the comments if he's now hawking the Rhol male enhancing product to his audience, because the last I heard, he was still talking about it. And some of y'all may say, well, you still talking about it too, but I ain't talking about it that much. And I just wanted to talk about that really quick. So let me know in the comments section. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye. Don't wanna talk, don't wanna see, don't wanna feel.